Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, folks, this program is sponsored in part by the Seafarers International Union and the Maritime Trades. We appreciate their support very much. Today, we're talking with Justin Miller. He's with the New American Prospect, and we're talking about new reformer DAs. Let's find out what that's all about. Justin, welcome to Union Edge.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being with us today. New reformer DAs, talk to us about what that is and why this could be a problem for, well, everybody.
Yeah, well, so this kind of starts with the Philadelphia District Attorney's election. And Larry Krasner, who's been kind of this rabble-rousing gadfly in the city of Philadelphia, who's sued the Philadelphia Police Department like 75 times, he decides that he wants to run for district attorney. He has no experience as a prosecutor, but he's running this insurgent campaign against a big field of other more traditional Democrats, running against kind of the core drivers of mass incarceration in the city, and he opposes the death penalty and seeking capital charges and wants to reform cash bail and asset forfeiture programs. And so he's running this, you know, really radical campaign that catches fire among, you know, young voters, black voters in the city, and really resonates a lot with voters in the Democratic primary, and he, but against all odds, ends up winning the Democratic primary. And in a heavily Democratic city like Philadelphia, that basically earned him the district attorney's office. So he won pretty handily in the general election in November. And just earlier this month, he officially took office. So he's kind of emblematic of this increasingly progressive shift in district attorney offices around the country, where you know, candidates who are running on criminal justice reform platforms are resonating with voters and kind of upending the traditional lock 'em up, tough on crime style of district attorney politics.
So, are these individuals coming out and saying, you know what? Look, I'm not going to go after somebody who's got two joints of marijuana in their backpack.
Right. But, so yeah, marijuana, kind of low-level marijuana charges are kind of one of the big issues that's fueling this trend. And Krasner made that a kind of a cornerstone of his campaign. He's saying, you know, we're not going to bother wasting our time and valuable resources in the district attorney's office going after, you know, some kid who gets stopped and finds, you know, like a joint on him. They're not going to bother, you know, trying to upend somebody's life with a charge and go through the whole process and time and resources that takes. And that's kind of become an entry point into this broader conversation about how to really you know, lessen the increasingly you know, problematic criminal justice reform system as it is right now.
What are some of the other things that they're talking about doing or not doing? And quite frankly, I mean, at the federal level, we've got an attorney general that's talking about going in and charging people under federal laws when, you know, individuals are permitted by state statute and have spent a lot of money and time and effort, blood and sweat, and resources to open up a marijuana facility for medicinal purposes or even recreational purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting because it sets up kind of this clash between the federal level Department of Justice led by Jeff Sessions, who's trying to reopen and jumpstart the war on drugs and is vehemently opposed to the legalization of marijuana and wants to crack down on states that have legalized it and wants to kind of roll back any sort of federal progress on the matter over the past, 8 years before Trump. And at the same time, we have, both states that are pushing to be more legalize medicinal and recreational marijuana, and are also trying to scale back the scope of incarceration, and then you have this new wave of pretty progressive reformers who are running on the county level on platforms that are kind of the antithesis of this Sessions-led crusade on drugs and war on crime and everything, kind of harkening back to the 1980s. And so it sets up this pretty stark contrast. But again, DAs don't have to answer to Jeff Sessions. They have their own authority, and they work within the state legal system and have a pretty large breadth of authority and responsibility, and can do a lot to really kind of counter whatever sort of federal crackdowns are happening.
Very interesting. Is there anything else we should take away from this?
I think heading into 2018, so Larry Krasner was kind of one of the prominent elections in the 2017 off-year elections. In 2016, there were several candidates who were elected district attorneys who were very reform-oriented. And heading into 2018, there's going to be, more than 1,000 elections, races for local district attorneys around the country, and a lot of progressive organizations are committing resources and time and energy to recruit candidates and get voters educated on criminal justice issues, and are putting a lot of effort into thinking about how to elect more and more progressives at local levels around the country. So I think it's going to be, as much as, there's going to be a lot of other things going on in 2018 midterms, the district attorney races are going to be one thing to keep an eye on.
There you go. Justin, we appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you do?
Yeah, you can go to www.prospect.org. I write pretty consistently there about labor and economics and national politics. And you can also follow me on Twitter at @BY_J Miller.
And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.